The very first song by the Police you heard was Roxanne. They were actually a punk band. And Brush With Greatness, I saw them at the Whiskey A Go-Go when they first got to America. And people were pogoing. You know, pogoing. You jump up and down. I wasn't. The old record guy was. I didn't buy it for one second, but I digress. Roxanne was not really a punk song, was it? No, but it was huge. It peaked at number 32 on the Billboard Hot 100. That maybe not huge, but it introduced the band to America and launched a great career. The song Roxanne did not start out punk. It did not start out like it sounded. It started out as an acoustic bossa nova. Yes, Sting wrote a Brazilian bossa nova and presented it to the band, but that's now it ended up that way. No. Okay, here's Andy Summers to explain.
We worked on it in rehearsal, and Stuart turned the beat around, and we started to play it like a reggae thing. I played the four on the bar, and it started to come to life, and it became one of three or four songs that we had. And then when we made the first album, we recorded it, and Mars Copeland was coming to hear what we were up to, and we were loath to play in this song because we thought, oh, God, he's going to hate this, because it wasn't the fast, violent punk song that we were supposed to be doing at the time, to be politically correct. Much to his credit, we played this and he immediately picked it out. I said, that is a great song. That's the one.
Blame it on the bossa nova, the dance of love. There's a rumor going around that Rush is going to tour. But they said no. Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson said they're not going to do anything without Neil Peart. This rumor came from a Spanish rock news site. And the rumor is that Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson are teaming up with former Dream Theater drummer Mike Portnoy to replace Neil Peart. There's no comment from Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson, but Dream Theater drummer Mike Portnoy has a comment. It was supposed to be the 40th anniversary of the 1980 album Permanent Waves. He says, well, that's a pretty awesome, completely hypothetical dream, and I would surely do it in a heartbeat. Unfortunately, it is not true.